Hi, this is a dictation for Tracy Wool Jazz. TRACEYVULJAJ. Date of birth is 2/27/1970. Date of accident is 4/21/2022. And date of service is 10/3/2022. The patient is involved in an automobile accident as of 4/21/2022 when she was collided in a front-end accident by another car as a restaurant driver. Apparently, this caused her airbags to be deployed and injury to the head, along with symptoms of TBI like dizziness and loss of balance. And she injured her left knee, left hand, left shoulder, as well as left leg, which was all bruised, and left hip. She started having pain in the neck and the left shoulder and mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 8, with radiation to the front of the leg, thighs, and L3-4 nerve distribution. The pain in the knee is completely worse. At this time, the pain in the knee is around 7. She also points toward the lower or inferior patellar ligament. And these are continuous and is making her difficult to walk with. And all the neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain is around 7 without radiation to the arms. But she does have some pain in the left wrist. The pain is around 6, and the ADLs are affected 6. Recovery for the pain is almost reported 60% overall due to the various treatments that are being afforded to the patient. And she reports that her ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. System review, patient reports that she is suffering from headaches, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, anxiety, depression, panic, and chronic fatigue. She has a nausea of blackouts, vision disturbance, fainting, seizures, nausea of any confusion, disorientation, and no lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports there is a shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, and lower back stiffness. In the left shoulder, there is a stiffness as well as pain in the left shoulder and pain in the neck and mid-back, upper back pain, as well as lower back pain. And also she reports pain in the wrist, left wrist and hand, and left hip, left knee, and ankle and foot, and with slight difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other finding. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a shortness of breath and asthma and no difficulty breathing and chest pain. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level and there are no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is none. Substance abuse is none. Compliance is the patient is compliant to the pain medication regimen. And in the system review, patient reports the blood pressure is 193/112, pulse is 90, and that was repeated. And the repeat blood pressure is 181/125, and pulse 93, pulse ox was 99. The rest of the physical examination will come from the previous visit, which is 8/4/2022. Dictation number is 0805-031. She was also seen on 9/2/2022. I don't have the dictation number. Anyway, the diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. I've discussed the patient to have an injection to the left knee intra-articular and left knee at the infrapatellar tendon. The patient has consented only to have a left knee intra-articular injection done today. She will continue her physical therapy, focusing on all the areas that are injured. For example, both the sacroiliac joint and neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulder, knee, and the hip on the left side, left wrist, and 3 times per week, as well as she remains disabled. Work disability, house replacement, transportation. He's provided with a pain medication, Norco 7.5, 325, every once a day, PRN basis. Medication-wise, she has been given medications of meloxicam, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day. Wellbutrin is provided 150 XL once a day for mood. Amitriptyline is also provided for pain relief. And then Xanax is provided for anxiety and panic that she has been having. Gabapentin is provided for the headaches and neuropathic pain. Cheerisat 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Voltaren gel is provided for pain relief topically. And the patient's meds have been reviewed. The labs have been reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. And she's has been informed about her MRI findings. There's a multi-level disc bulging in cervical and then herniated disc in thoracic and lumbar region, which will require a 4 to 6 injection of lumbar, thoracic, and cervical epidural. That patient is not ready yet, and she has some bad experience in the past. So she is still waiting. We have informed her that we'll be more than happy to provide her the anesthesia and induction anesthesia with nitrous oxide and Versed. And once she decides, then she'll be provided the injections. And she'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.